This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's our guest. Let's talk to Justin in the great state of Texas. Justin, you're on the air with Roger Stone. Go ahead, my friend.
Not often, Mr. Stone.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Justin.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to ask you guys about the current Senate hearings for Christopher Wray, and how while all the senators are pointing out that Comey, you know, obviously stood out and disparaged an innocent person that had no charges against them, there's synchronized attacks in the commercial breaks where Adam Schiff comes out and does the exact same thing, disparaging a person with no charges against them.
Yeah, Adam Schiff is a disgrace. The fact that this guy's even in the Congress is confounding, because he is such a lightweight. He's the Sammy Glick of American politics. This guy's on the make, and he somehow thinks he's going to get a California U.S. Senate seat, which will, I assure you, never happen. I'm somewhat disturbed by the president's choice of Christopher Wray. Not only because of his closeness to Governor Chris Christie, but more precisely, I think the president would have been better served by an FBI director who he knew, somebody who he had a long-term relationship with and therefore had some trust in. This is why I thought former New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly would be an ideal choice, non-political, widely respected in the law enforcement community, but someone that Donald Trump knows personally, has known for many years. I still stick to my prediction, by the way, that the president will imminently, within days, have a second U.S. Supreme Court seat to fill, because I am told that Justice Kennedy's resignation will come any day now. I think some have urged him to go in late July as opposed to early July, but I predicted this here on InfoWars over 2 months ago, and this is coming, which means the president, who, by the way, is the first president to successfully confirm a U.S. Supreme Court nominee in the first 100 days of his presidency, will have a second opportunity completely shape the
All right, Justin, thank you so much. Great questions. Let's talk to another caller here. Let's go ahead and take a call from Sue in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Sue.
Yeah, hi, Alex. It's great to talk to you. The only thing that I really wanted to say is that Donald Trump Jr., what he did was just, he was working in his father's campaign. He must have had hundreds of people come in with multiple requests. But in Hillary's campaign, David Brock actually put forward an organization to pay money to people to come up with dirt on Donald Trump, and somehow...
Oh, yeah, they ran off to Russia and Europe and talked to hundreds of Russians. Why are they allowed to talk to Russians, but nobody else can?
Well, and we know from the WikiLeaks disclosures that Hillary herself was involved in the Dirty Tricks operation. Wait a minute. Didn't Nixon go down because
they rigged the debates. They rigged the polls.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary.
Oh, but Donnie Jr. met for 20 minutes with some Russian lawyer that we now know is hooked up with Soros events.
And a meeting that was a nothing burger. No, the double standard here is shocking.
Absolutely.
And almost laughable.
Sue, go ahead. Sorry.
David Brock has probably still got that in operation, no doubt, but... In the same respect, also about the server, about Hillary's server, why is a Hillary Clinton DNC front organization like CrowdStrike the only organization that was able to see the email?
That's right. The NSA and FBI wanted in their servers, and they wouldn't let them, and Obama blocked a Russia investigation. They're the ones that obstructed.
That's exactly true. In other words, you cannot assert that the Russians hacked the DNC server if you can't examine the server. And they wouldn't let the FBI ever examine
20
the
times.
Server. So CrowdStrike makes up this lie, which they can't sustain. No, there was no Russian hacking of the DNC.
Well, the truth is the Democrats are selling out to anybody and everybody people say, why do they hate America so much? Because only traitors like this would do horrible things like this.
And Bill and Hillary Clinton would steal a hot stove.
Sue, great, great point. I'm glad you raised that.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I was a lonely avenue.
Stone's riding the shotgun with us for another 30 minutes, and then Dr. Jerome Corsi's got breaking news on the latest Google wars, and the big billionaires asking Google to start censoring InfoWars, along with the Federal Elections Commission, says we're under criminal investigation, and wants InfoWars basically shut down. It just shows how wildly out of control and evil they are. Of course, it's the Streisand effect. Since Megyn Kelly came after me and the media declared me the most evil person in America with a bunch of made-up stuff I didn't say, guess what happened? More affiliates, more listeners. Our reach on Facebook is the second highest it's ever been except for the week of the election, and it's only going up. I mean, InfoWars is exploding. Our video views, our page reads, it is incredible because, you know, we hit a peak at the election, and then we had a new plateau that was a larger audience than before the election, but it was pretty much flat. Now it's skyrocketing up. And the only reason I mentioned that before we go to our next guest is, Roger Stone, you were just talking during the break, without even me mentioning Megyn Kelly, I was telling you our numbers are way up, and I was showing you some of the numbers. He said, yeah, I think it's the fact that it was the destruction of Megyn Kelly. Again, it wasn't me. It was how over-the-top the hit piece was, totally blew up in their face.
Yeah, no, you exposed them up front, and I think it was a brilliant strategy to frame the thing before they showed it. And then by releasing the actual full audio tapes, you demonstrated where they were going to cut and paste and misrepresent and take things out of context. I look, that war is over, and I think you won. What I find interesting, Alex, is as Fox is going down, InfoWars is going up. See, as one of the two
Murdoch You predicted brothers, that here a year ago, and I was like, I mean, it's really happening.
As one of the two Murdoch brothers absolutely heads this drive to make Fox into the Sky Channel, to take all any conservative balance out of their news coverage, he's destroying the brand. He's destroying the reason that people go to Fox. It's only a matter of time before patriots like Sean Hannity or Judge Andrew Napolitano or Judge Jeanine Pirro
or Tucker Carlson,
that they're no longer there. Tucker Carlson, if you ask me, is that's their flagship show now.
And I don't want to get Tucker in trouble, but I've talked to some of the folks at Fox, not Tucker. But, I mean, they are on a very short leash now. I mean, Hannity gets chewed out when he stands up for Trump. I mean, it is bad.
The great thing about Tucker is that he's the same person on the air as he is.
He's
just even-tempered, but he destroys the left. And he does it with a smile on his face. He does it as a gentleman. There's no shouting.
Well, where do they go now, though? Because obviously they're allied with radical Islam. And that's why our next guest joins us. I'm going to pronounce it right. He did a great job when he was on with last week with Owen Schroyer here at on the Nightly News. Chris Gobetz, I hope that's the correct way to announce it, Twitter @UTT_USA. He infiltrated CARE. That's the big national Muslim group, that's the so-called civil rights group, and he found out it's basically Hamas. Well, Linda Sarsour, she was on the news last week twice at speeches at a Hamas rally saying you do not assimilate if you're a Muslim, and you've always got to be angry, and you've always got to be upset, and we need a jihad against Trump. So, Chris, you got a lot of courage infiltrating this group. Tell folks who CARE really is. I've got some of the articles that were basically written after they went over all your research. We've got understandingthethreat.com. CARE is Hamas. Jihad is warfare against non-Muslims. So, Chris, tell us about yourself and tell us about your long-term infiltration and the groundbreaking information you discovered.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. And first of all, I spent 6 straight months doing undercover research with Hamas doing business as CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. And I posed as a Muslim convert in order to do this project. The book Muslim Mafia was written about that experience. And look, when we say at Understanding the Threat that CARE is a Hamas organization, that's not just our opinion. That's based on evidence entered into the largest terrorism financing and Hamas trial ever successfully prosecuted in American history, the U.S. versus Holy Land Foundation trial, where the Department of Justice identified CARE as a Hamas organization. And for your listeners, Hamas is the Palestinian branch of the Muslim Brotherhood. There has never been a question from its very founding that CARE was a Hamas organization. In 1993, there was a Philadelphia meeting that the FBI surveilled, and they said, per their own statement, the FBI, that was entered into evidence into the Holy Land Foundation trial, that every single member of this 1993 Philadelphia meeting was a member of Hamas, and two of those people at that meeting, Omar Ahmed and Nihad Awad, were the co-founders of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, and they founded it 1 year after that Hamas meeting.
Again, Chris Gobetz is our guest. Amazing story and your infiltration. Where's the best place for people to learn about what's really going on at CARE? There's a lot of resources, but you're one of the leading experts.
Well, you can go to our website, understandingthethreat.com. There's a tab called Resources and Writings, free PDFs that are available to people to do their own research. But we have a document called CARE is Hamas that has 30 statements of fact showing unequivocally based off statements by the FBI and evidence into terrorism finance trials showing unequivocally that CARE is a Hamas organization, which leads us right into Linda Sarsour.
Let's talk about her. I'm going to play some clips in a moment. Most folks know who she is. She's just so brazen, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, of course she is. She's a jihadi. She's a jihadi that literally makes the speaking rounds at Muslim Brotherhood conferences, which the Muslim Brotherhood, to be very clear, is no different than Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State or the Taliban or Al-Shabaab. Fill in the blank. They all have the exact same agenda, which is to establish an Islamic State under Sharia. Linda Starsour speaks at Muslim Brotherhood conferences. She was speaking at an Islamic Society of North America, which the Department of Justice identified as a Muslim Brotherhood organization that was funneling money to Hamas, a designated foreign terrorist organization.
And Colonel Schaefer, who's briefed Congress in classified briefings, but also in public briefings, laid out 5 years ago the fact that 97% of the so-called rebels, the good rebels in Syria, were actually Sunni, Wahhabist, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, you know, black flag folks. And from his research, break this down, Obama was involved with his cousin and others out of Kenya into the rest of the Middle East and Egypt, North Africa, funding the Muslim Brotherhood that is basically just the main political brotherhood arm of the entire Wahhabists, which is what, I guess, 80% of Islam is Sunni. And so what you've got is a global Sunni expansion operation. And are you saying from your infiltration, CARE is basically a Hamas slash Muslim Brotherhood organization?
Unequivocally, CARE is a Hamas organization. Now, when we talk about jihad, Alex, we have to understand that jihad is total warfare from a Sharia perspective. Social, cultural, political, military, intelligence gathering, espionage, treason, political influence operations, and media manipulation. CARE primarily focuses here in the United States on political influence operations and media manipulations, and they are experts at this.
And I don't need to believe you that infiltrated, or even the FBI. I can actually play Linda Sarsour, who a bunch of her family are in prison in Israel, members of Hamas. Here it is.
Sisters and brothers, it's been 16, almost 17 years since the horrific attacks of 9/11. And we still, as a community, find ourselves unprepared in so many moments. Why, sisters and brothers, why are we so unprepared? Why are we so afraid of this administration and the potential chaos that they will ensue on our community? And we already saw their potential when they come out every few weeks, Muslim ban one, Muslim ban two, Muslim ban three. They are relentless. They are persistent and consistent and want to see how much we as a community can endure and want to see who our friends are and how hard we're going to fight back against this administration. And I hope that we, when we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad, that we are struggling against tyrants and rulers.
And then she goes into Trump. Roger Stone, then we'll go back to our guest. Why do you think the left is making this bizarre alliance with the most radical, out-of-control, virulent, cancerous forms of Islam? I mean, what planet are they from?
They have to be assuming the total breakdown of our democratic system, because there's no voting constituency in America for what they're embracing. So they have to be assuming that there'll be, in our near future, no elections, that we're moving to a globalist takeover of this country.
That's it, authoritarianism, and Islam's authoritarian.
Exactly. Islam are the authoritarians. There's no other logical explanation, because from a political point of view, there's no way that you would think that this is going to lead to an expansion of your voting coalition.
Chris Gobots, the guy that infiltrated CARE, the only guy that really ever do it. I mean, is that accurate, what Stone just said?
Absolutely, and I'd just like to expand on it a little bit. You know, on the surface, it's hard for people to imagine why would a leftist be aligning themselves with jihadis, and it's very simple. We just have to read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, dedicated to Lucifer, by the way, and then we have to look at jihadi writings and their purpose, and their purpose is to create chaos, to wage jihad. And on the leftist side, to create chaos, and out of that chaos, out of that social unrest, they will have their revolution. That is why hard left Marxists and the left in general are willing to work with jihadis, because they have the exact same goal, tear down the system, and out of that tearing down, out of that chaos, they will have their revolution. The jihadis believe they'll create an Islamic state under Sharia. The leftists believe they're going to have some sort of Marxist utopia. But in the meantime, they will work together to destroy this nation.
So the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
That's right.
Well, let's come back and talk about what it was like infiltrating, how long you did it, and what CARE is really, really up to. All I know is if the Middle East or Muslim areas are so great, why don't you just go over there? We don't want to have Sharia law. We don't want to cut our daughter's genitals off. We don't want to have our wives wear beekeeper suits. I mean, I'm sorry. We just don't want it. And why the left loves it, it's they're sick people.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lying are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-370-8599. That's 1-800-370-8599. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, folks, big moves against the First Amendment happening right now with Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of them. But they're also fighting with each other at the same time. That's coming up in the next segment. I've got to get our guest, Chris Gobach, back on for a full hour soon, have him send a lot of his documentation, articles. I've seen a lot of it. It's amazing. Inside Care, the biggest Islamist group in the country, who, well, just quite frankly, most of my problems now behind the scenes are powerful, rich Muslims. The Chobani yogurt owner guy is a Sunni. And you saw all that made up crud. He's on the Federal Reserve Board of New York. I mean, the guy he's only been there like 15 years. I mean, there is a takeover. The thing is, in the Middle East, it's about political power. This is a desert, most areas. It's not about what you produce. It's about getting your head chopped off. And I'm not trying to be mean here, but I mean, you know, if there was some other cult of 100, you know, 1.5 billion, I'd be against it. It's just so crazy. So just in a nutshell, Chris, infiltrating, and then jump in anytime you want, Roger. You're about to take a break as you're hosting the fourth hour. In a nutshell, what did you witness inside Care? How did you do it? It's groundbreaking.
Well, first of all, when I talk about Islam, Sharia, Jihad, understand that my experience speaking on this issue is from being with CARE, Hamas, and going to mosques all over the country, particularly in Northern Virginia. So when I talk about Sharia and the goal of Sharia, which is to subjugate the entire planet under Sharia, and the vehicle to do that is jihad, I'm not speaking about that because it's my opinion. It's what I learned at mosques. It's what I've studied. And there's a 1,400-year history of this. This is nothing new. This is a war that has been waging for 1,400 years.
And the Muslims could never take Europe before except for Istanbul and other areas. So they've learned, it's in the Quran, right, to not tell people you're planning on taking over.
Absolutely. Look, in Sharia, a Muslim is obliged, not allowed, but obliged to lie if the goal is obligatory, and jihad is obligatory. And by the way, speaking of Linda Sarsour, jihad has always been warfare against non-Muslims. That is the legal definition for 1,400 years, and yet apologists from the Washington Times or Washington Post to Time Magazine are covering it up and saying that that she meant a kinder, gentler form of jihad. And that's just simply not true. And she's a jihadi speaking at a jihadi conference, the Muslim Brotherhood conference. And when she speaks about jihad, she knows what jihad means. And everyone in that conference knows what jihad means.
I love how I saw her hugging on de Blasio last week, where she'd be put in jail, caned, or executed for hugging an unrelated man. I love how they come here to the lap of liberty And then won't even let pro-life women march in their marches. And then the Muslims play along and are pro-abortion when it's liberal. It just seems so opportunistic and cockroach-like.
Yeah, it's sinister. It's absolutely sinister because they know that if Sharia is ever implemented, we're seeing Sharia implemented by the Islamic State. We see it implemented by Saudi. We see it throughout the Middle East. When it's implemented, all these rights that people like Linda Sarsour have and exploit here in America are gone as soon as the Sharia is implemented, and she knows that.
But I do see in Islam, an expert like you, there are some queen bees that kind of flutter around and keep the women in line for the men, right? So she's kind of one of the queen bee women, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely a leader in the movement, and people look up to her on the left and within jihadi circles. And when we see Linda Sarsour or anybody at Muslim Brotherhood conferences speakers, just understand their entire purpose is to destroy the West and America in particular.
It's very interesting. You have Bill Maher with his show Real Time on HBO. Now, Bill Maher is wrong politically on virtually everything, but he's a harsh critic of Islam and radical Islam. They have launched an extraordinary effort to pressure HBO to drop Bill Maher. An extraordinary effort. They are being pummeled with complaints about his speaking the truth about the dangers of radical Islam. So in this particular case, I'm in solidarity with a leftist because on this issue, he's absolutely right. But they are attempting to censor him.
That's right. They've gotten such a target psychosis trying to take out patriots that they're willing to ally themselves with Islam when it's 1,000 times. I mean, conservatives let liberals do whatever they want.
I'm against censorship. Censorship's a bad idea. I don't care how crazy left you are. You should have the right to speak.
Chris Gobod.
That's not how they see it.
Absolutely. Great point, Roger. Chris Gobod's UnderstandingTheThreat.com. Please come back in the near future. We got 30 seconds left. Am I right in saying, though, they're panicked because they realize the political correctness is worn off and the sleeping giant's awakening?
Oh, look, they're absolutely terrified of the potential that President Trump has to completely dismantle the jihadi network here in America. But it's going to take Americans all over to get involved, so please feel free to visit us at understandingthethreat.com. We need you in the fight.
Well, please come back next week or so for a full hour to lay out the infiltration. You can send us articles, documents. I really admire what you've done. This is true investigative journalism, and I want to understand how you had the idea, why you did it, and it's been so effective. Thank you so much, Mr. Gobots. Again, understandingthethreat.com. We'll be right back. Thank you, Roger.
We salute your courage.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you, does he ever get threatened? You know what? Come back to 30 seconds on the side. I want to ask him that question.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Just as Poland could not be broken, I declare today for the world to hear that the West will never, ever be broken. Our values will prevail. Our people will thrive. And our civilization will triumph.
See, what they've done is they've drummed out any culture in the West to then bring in the alien culture of the most radical forms of orthodox Wahhabist garbage. And then all the nice guy stuff's ended. And they're in our face. So I just wanted to go back to Mr. Gobots of understandingthethreat.com, who infiltrated Hamas. I'll get him back for a full hour in the next few weeks. I know personally and the average person isn't going to have this happen, because I don't want to do their intimidating for them. But I just started noticing the last 3 or 4 years, I mean, taking after the sponsors, getting us kicked off Google Ads, getting us kicked off a lot of different systems coming up. But it doors only opened afterwards each time. But the point is, the Chobani yogurt guy who's bringing in the refugees, all the rest of it, not Chobani yogurt, the owner of it is a big proponent bringing them in. I mean, they are on the Federal Reserve Board. They're everywhere. And people that have had family here 300 years, they're not on these boards. It's like everywhere I turn around, it is hardcore radical Muslims. And I don't want to get in a fight between Shiite and Sunni, but, I mean, it's almost all the majority, Sunni-backed group who don't even get along with each other, and they're just everywhere. So, obviously, our elites, like Roger said and like you said, Mr. Gobots, they want authoritarianism. And just like the mayor of London says, I'm an authoritarian, get used to it, they believe Islamists, I guess, will fit the bill and are the outside alien force they can use. In fact, I had a member of Parliament who's a liberal a few years ago. He said, listen, most of the CPS that come to take your kids aren't from England, and most of them are Muslims. So it's like they're the outside force you bring in to basically enforce. Is that accurate? Just briefly, Mr. Gobots, and then just briefly, have you been threatened after you infiltrated CARE?
Well, absolutely, it's accurate. And the more you know about this infiltration here in the United States, the worse it gets. I mean, look, we have Muslim Brotherhood members that have been on the Department of Homeland Security's advisory board with secret clearances. So imagine the intelligence gathering that they could do and the influence.
Remember the guys running the Democratic Party servers were jihadis.
Absolutely. This penetration, again, the more you know, the worse it gets, Alice. This penetration is deep. Is there a threat? Of course there's a threat, but every American that speaks truthfully about Islam and Sharia and jihad is going to be threatened. And so we just simply can't back down here in America or in the West, or we will lose this war.
And they hate it because Trump is actually not under the spell anymore. Like Lord of the Rings analogy, Gondor, he comes out of the spell. I mean, with Trump, I think we're coming out from under the spell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Look, one of the biggest things symbolically that President Trump has done is cancel the iftar dinner at the White House, which this is a tradition that goes all the way back to First Lady Hillary Clinton. Although the jihadis will tell you it goes back to Thomas Jefferson, and that's just a bold-faced lie. But look, symbolically, we have removed this element from the White House. Department of Homeland Security recently cut the grant funding to a Muslim Brotherhood organization, the Muslim Public Affairs Council, or MPAC. So there is progress being made. But until we designate the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization and identify and train law enforcement on how to identify jihadis and understanding their threat doctrine, which is Sharia, until we start indicting the unindicted co-conspirators in the Holy Land Foundation trial, we have a lot of work to do.
Well, let's talk about this next week if you can, because as you said, CARE pretty much is Hamas. Sarsour is pretty much Hamas. That's provable. It's time to just take the gloves off. People masquerading under our civil rights groups don't get to use our open culture to bring it down. And if folks want the gloves off, let me tell you, the intimidation stuff I've dealt with, that just makes me take the gloves off. So,
yeah. No holds barred. Look, we're at war right now, and it's about time we start acting like it.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for your courage.
Thank you for having me on, Alex. Looking forward to it.
There goes Chris Gobots. And, again, I did a lot of research before the interview, and then all of a sudden it's like it's time for the interview. I'm like, oh, I'm scrambling because that guy's done so much. You've been an expert on Islam. You work with the State Department and anti-terrorism, Dr. Corsi. Everybody knows I was criticized for not being for the Iraq War. People told me I was this Islamic sellout. No, I wasn't. I didn't want to go have the Clash of Civilizations, knock out the few secular regimes, and put the very worst in. I've been proven right. And now it's a complete mess, and we just got to cut it off.
Well, I mean, I think this was a great interview because the determination to have Sharia law put in place is a determination to destroy Western civilization. And Donald Trump's exactly right about it. And it is a threat to the United States and the Constitution. Because this is a totalitarian.
It's a total threat. There are hijab-wearing Muslims all over the place now, and they're pissed at me in the street, getting in my face.
And if you want to see the outcome of this, just take a look at Europe. Take a look at Europe now where Sharia law is getting firmly placed into the structure of jurisprudence in Great Britain and various other countries. And as the numbers increase the push to get Christianity out, to get the free speech out, to eliminate all the...
And it's the left is the spearhead for them.
And it's amazed me that the left, in terms of its embracing of feminism, is going to tolerate the Islamic disregard and abuse of women. I mean, this is
the truth is the West is the place that held women up on a pedestal and that where women have the greatest rights. And so the truth is the left just wants control of women, just like marketers do, because they buy 80% of goods. They want to destroy the empowerment of women and everybody else.
And the family. I mean, it's structured.
You take women down, you take it all down.
And that's the point, is that this is a clash of civilizations, which is irreconcilable as long as Islam stays radical, stays militant, stays jihadist and terrorist. And ultimately, the lying that's going on, saying, oh, no, you know, we're really wanting to get along, that's just first stage. Second stage is what you begin to see in Great Britain and in Europe. And
I couldn't even watch them this morning. I didn't have time. I watched like one video. There were like five in my Twitter feed of local news defending Sharia law. They're on the street stopping criminals. Isn't it great? And it was God. And they come up to the woman reporter and say, you better cover your face. Let me tell you, somebody walks up to my wife or my daughters when I'm around, says that, man, I am. You're walking on the fighting side of me.
Well, I understand. I think that's going to be a healthy and important reaction from Americans to understand the seriousness of this threat, because Islam has no ability to say we're going to coexist with Christianity long term. It's just interim. It's just the lie that's told at the beginning. And that's where I've said for the years we need a reformation within Islam that is not happening.
Well, they say Al-Qaeda is the reformation.
Well, Al-Qaeda, again, is proof, and I think you see it all through the Middle East. I mean, the whole idea that you're going to have an Islamic caliphate, which is going to be beheading, going to be, you know, intolerant of any lifestyle, including LGBT. And I can't understand why the LGBT agenda.
It's crazy because they don't. It's all just a big cult. And expanding on that, nothing to do with LGBT or anything. It just stands for pull everything down. We're in charge. We'll sort it out later. Take the Middle East, and we'll get into the big Google news.
Yes.
And if you look at the Middle East, the globalists are backing the most radical, barbarous Muslims. Why? They want disorganized societies that multinationals can come in and exploit.
Well, it's the whole principle. It goes back to Saul Alinsky. It goes back to Marxism 101. You create a chaos. You create a revolution. You create, rub raw all these discontents. So Islam is promoted by the globalists precisely because it's anti-American. And if it brings down America or challenges America, creates chaos, reduces our power, the globalists step in.
And the same, exactly. The more there's a global crisis, the more they get power, whether it's disease, migration, Islam, whatever it is. And if you pull back from that and look at what's happening everywhere, the globalists, again, want to end the nation state. They want to be able to play everybody else off against each other. And the good news is the public is resenting it. The public is resisting it. And so that's why I really think they're starting to lose.
Well, I do, too. And I think losing in a lot of fronts. And I think this is the beginning of the end. Even we see this Russian collusion by the time it gets down to this.
That's my next question. I want to get into Google, but yeah, I don't just Google's put good really face important. On things. They've had David Brock and Media Matters and Washington Post. Everybody else say Jones is insane. You know, he doubled down and said that Donald Trump Jr. deserves a medal. And then they misrepresented. They said that I said he went to see if she was a spy. No, I said he went to get dirt on the spy Hillary, which his dad said a month later in July of last year. If you've got the evidence, Russia, release it. Hillary committed the crime. She's got the emails illegally. I don't care where it comes from. Again, if Russia knew where kidnapped kids were, shouldn't they release the info? If Russia knows where lightning's going to strike next, they should release it since they're so magical. But as he said, whether it's the Chinese, some guy in his bed at home, probably what it was, or whoever, you need to release this information. See, but they didn't go after him for that because he did it out in the open and had the moral high ground. They want to project and act like that Junior did something wrong. I'm not saying give him a medal to double down and do some Jedi mind trick and act like it's no big deal. I've seen some stalwart conservatives run the headlines, you know, from Bloomberg with, oh, conservatives look like idiots now. Boy, they, you know, Trump's really been proven wrong. No, they were always looking into her Russia connections. They should be. Hillary had the fake dossier, the PP gate. trying to get the stuff from Russians. Does that make her a Russian agent because she's going around investigating Trump and Russia? No. But when she sold our uranium out, that does.
And Podesta, we documented, had stock from this company, Joule, through a money laundering front that Russia set up in the Netherlands. That's not being investigated.
None of it is. What about this woman's at these Soros rallies and hanging out with the Russian ambassador? She got caught lying about that. She, Obama extended or let her in without a visa. Sounds like she's some type of Soros operative.
It sounds like it was a setup. This was a honey trap kind of setup to get Donald Trump Jr. to take a meeting and then have the meeting on false pretenses. He didn't himself know what the meeting was really going to be about. And it was a setup from the beginning. This was a
it was a bait and switch. He thought he was getting intel on the Clintons. All he got was the setup.
And, you know, all of Hillary's meetings, she had meetings with the Chinese. They had meetings continuously with the Russians. None of this is being investigated. It's completely Russia, Russia, Russia. And I think the American public is tired of it.
Oh, no, I agree. We're not up here saying Trump turned the corner on this months ago just to say it. He's dominating. His real poll numbers are 65. That's been proven. He's devastating the globalists. The problem is the Republican leadership is blocking. Rand Paul, who's the patriot, says the Senate wants to keep Obamacare now. They've had two different versions. Trump's right. He says just repeal the thing.
Well, it starts with Priebus. What do we got? Rens Priebus still in the White House as chief of staff. If Trump wants to know why he's got so many leaks, why the White House is a sieve, why Congress is going to pass basically Democrat-light legislation, look to Rens Priebus. He's where it starts. He's not loyal. He never supported Trump, and he's really supporting a GOP-light agenda that Trump...
Well, he's got to know Lewandowski and people, definitely. My little birds told me are where these emails are coming from.
I think it's time for a complete change in the White House personnel from the top.
Well, notice every time he goes on offense, everybody loves it. He wins.
Yeah.
Every time he tries to work with these rats, they're not going to work
with
him.
They're not going to work.
They had seized the country. They want to squat on us and pee on us. And they don't want to help.
Right. And Rens Priebus from the beginning has been one of the most negative influences, trying to convince Trump to go with an agenda that Trump didn't get elected on. It's time for Rens to go and other Hillary and Obama loyalists in the White House.
Yeah, one word, purge. We need a peaceful night of the long knives.
Yes, absolutely. And Donald Trump's got to understand this is Washington. Rule number one in Washington is everybody lies to you from the very beginning, including Rens Priebus. He's gotten no legislation through Congress. He's had no stopping of leaks in the White House. Why do we have Rens Priebus in the White House? It's to me, Donald Trump's got to wake up, and he's got to get loyalists like he had in New York, supporting him in his corporation.
Well, here's the deal. He's winning now. They will destroy him if he doesn't purge him.
It's a battle for the presidency because the left wants to impeach Donald Trump. The left wants to think they can remove him from office. They're promoting Pence, saying, oh, everybody would rather have Pence as president.
The Boston Globe, let's put it behind us. Right. You know, Pence with all the calculus behind him and equations and quantum mechanics, like he's this little genius. And I'm not against Pence, but clearly they're telling Republicans, let us get rid of Trump and we'll let you have Pence. No, they're going to say all the Republicans got in illegally and they're going to have a new election. That's their admitted plan. They're going to purge everybody, idiots.
Yeah, and then they're going to go after Pence for his religion. They're going to go after Pence for all. I mean, they only promote Pence because they want to get rid of
you. Think Pence is smart enough to get that?
Oh, Pence is. I've known Pence for a long time. Pence is loyal to Trump. He's on mission.
So these fundraiser meetings he's making are to help Trump.
They're to help Trump. Pence is doing nothing that isn't approved by
Donald Trump. I tend to like Pence. I don't get a bad feeling about him, and my gut's always right.
I saw Pence maybe a month ago. We had a very nice little short conversation. He says he's following everything we're doing, by the way.
Well, let's not get him in trouble. Let's not say anything.
Let's not say that. But at any rate, the point about Pence is he is who he says he is. He is a loyalist.
But clearly there are forces trying to manipulate his camp.
They want to divide Trump and Pence so that they can create...
Just like they want to get rid of Bannon. Just like they want to, you know, stop us with press credentials. Just like they want to stop and get rid of Donald Jr. Because let me just say this. This isn't a butt-kissing activity. He is a force on Twitter.
Yes. And look, anyone who is going to support Donald Trump becomes an immediate enemy to this...
Look what they've done to us.
Precisely.
But it's good. But people don't get. People think they see us getting attacked. It's good. It's we've never, except for the week of the election, had as many listeners. I mean, I cannot believe it. Our numbers. In fact, I want to do a video the next few days showing our Facebook, Twitter, and InfoWars numbers. It is redonkulous.
And the point is, this is you've created here with InfoWars the most disruptive news service in the world with a huge following because Middle America is not buying this globalist nonsense. Middle America is not buying.
And by disruptive, we mean disrupting their agenda like Trump does.
Disruptive positively. In other words, exposing the globalist agenda, making the Middle America aware that this is a, you know, a plan for the very rich to get more rich. It's not, it has nothing to do with to destroy America. The Constitution is in their way. Donald Trump is in their way. I'm betting on Trump. I still
because they like running it as a committee, and they like making people poor in their own policy papers.
This is the whole point. If we can segue into this Google story,
we got to go to break. Let's come back. We'll have two more segments with that. And Roger Stone's coming in. And if he wants you in here, you can expand on that. I know you're going to be here tomorrow with us,
yes,
as well. Dr. Corsi's here. You're taping with top JFK experts,
yes,
and big pieces that are a warning to Trump. JFK 2.0 coming up. We're going to air that next week, but they're taping that today. Before we go any further, free shipping the month of July, we need your financial support. We may have record audience, but this economy and everything else, we're not having record sales. I mean, they're pretty good, but that's enough to keep us going. I want to expand. So get some DNA Force, get the free shipping, get the Myco ZX back in stock, the amazing cutting edge probiotic that goes after the fungus and yeast and stuff, not just the bacteria. It's amazing. Myco ZX, 30% off with a probiotic bound defense at InfoWarsLife.com. And no, you're buying war bonds in the fight against the globalists. So many other great T-shirts, books, films, water filters, non-GMO heirloom seeds, the widest selection. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like TOQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I just realized we've got loaded phones. Zach, Alyssa, Brad, Cody, Marina, no, I'm pronouncing everything wrong. Everybody holding for more than an hour now. I have a rule. He either gets a bottle of X2 or Brain Force or a free T-shirt. And I hate doing this to you, Scott. That's why you got to remind me the callers are there. Because I hate doing it to Scott. He's got to get their addresses and info. But we send it out, and we're going to do it. So everybody there gets something of $25 value for holding for an hour. I apologize. I may have to try to just co-host with Roger Stone coming up to get to all these calls or they can hang up. I got Alyssa once that has a question that I know you can answer as well. But let's get into Google. There's another article about Google today on Infowars.com. Soros Alliance of Tech Giants joins Pornhub to create Day of Action protest. That's an article you wrote. Got another one here about Google expose reveals scam behind climate change. Professors get funding to push global warming. Well, of course they do. But I'm confused here.
Yes.
I mean, I know that the term net neutrality is a good thing, but the term they use means a federal takeover of it as a utility. So then they say, we're for net neutrality. They mean FCC control over the Internet shutting us down. But then the big giants of Carlos Slim,
right,
and Bezos, that owns the Washington Post, and Warren Buffett, they all went to Congress and said, help us take over Google and make them promote our news. So the elite are fighting. Google's fighting. We know Google's picking winners and losers as well. It's just an orgy of confusion. What's going on?
Well, okay. First of all, Google has aligned with Soros and now with Pornhub, and they're trying to keep these net neutrality rules from the Obama era. Now, net neutrality was an intentionally deceptive phrase. It was coined in order to promote censorship. That's what the left does. The point is that the Internet switching companies, the companies that plug you into the Internet, Verizon, AT&T, your ISP, your Internet service provider, the net neutrality rules only apply to them, which means they have to allow everybody to be switched equally. The Internet giants like Google, Facebook, Pornhub, all the Soros-backed, the net neutrality rules do not apply to them, which means they're free to censor conservative content. And you can see Soros is
a lot of this. A lot of our content's on Pornhub.
Yeah, right.
I'm joking. Well,
Pornhub is one of the most filthy sites. In the
horrible investigation you've been forced to.
You know, it's rape, violence to women. All the, you know, sexual deviant behavior.
My issue is they're trying to take the web over in the name of net neutrality.
Yes.
I think the Republican plan has some problems, too. The point is that both plans look bad to me.
Well, see, first of all, what's the basic point of Ajit Pai, who is now heading the FCC.
Here, let's do some Pornhub research. Sorry, go ahead.
Is to say, he's going to say, look, number one, we want to get the major regulation of the Internet out of the FCC. We want to get it before the Federal Trade Commission. Now, this is a very important issue because Google can be eviscerated and should be with antitrust regulations and antitrust investigations, just like the EU. But Google wants to keep the regulation, and Soros and Pornhub, their alliance buddy, want to keep the regulation of the FCC under net neutrality because that leaves them free to censor and then force the ISPs to take their content as if it were equal to anyone else's. Pornhub says, well, you know, if we don't have net neutrality, you won't be able to watch your porn on an equal basis. Well, you know, so you won't be able to watch Google's porn either. I mean, Google's nonsense, edited, libertarian.
Well, the issue is
out.
ISPs already throttle whatever Internet connection you've got. I mean, you're already getting throttled.
Well, Internet, and the point is, the Internet providers have got to provide on an equal basis to everyone. That's fine.
Sure, but what about the bigger issue? I'm sure you saw this in the news on Monday and Tuesday. You got the big, rich, billionaire owner of newspapers all running, asking the government to make Google force-feed their garbage. It sounds like what Soros wanted last year in WikiLeaks.
It's all a censorship initiative. That's
all right, let's talk about when we come back in 70 seconds, because I try to figure this out, and it's confusing as. We'll be right back with the third hour, fourth hour.